Imagine hiring a security guard for your home, right? But every single time you open the front door, he tries to sell you a new deadbolt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is he actually protecting you, or are you just, a sales lead to him? And the thing is, right now, sitting in the corner of your screen, humming quietly in the background, your PC's security software might be doing exactly that.
It's just the great paradox of the modern digital experience, isn't it?
Right.
You know, you install something specifically to give you peace of mind. You want to build this wall between you and all the chaos of the internet. And instead, what happens? You end up with pop-ups, notifications, and just this nagging sense of uncertainty about whose side the software is really on.
And that tension, that exact feeling, is the core of what we are exploring today in this deep dive. We're looking at a June 2026 review from the cybersecurity publication Gartpic. And the title alone just sets the stage perfectly. It's called IoBit Malware Fighter Review 2026, Useful Add-on, Not Primary Antivirus.
Yeah, and we really need to highlight the pedigree of the reviewer before we go any further because it completely dictates the tone of the whole evaluation.
Oh, for sure. It's not just some standard lab test.
Exactly. This isn't written by someone, sitting in a sterile laboratory running automated testing scripts on 1,000 virtual machines and just logging the output. The reviewer here is Stephen Doan.
Right, he's a web developer. And the review notes that he has personally cleaned malware off of, I think, more than 20 WordPress sites. And crucially, he runs self-managed VPS servers.
Which is huge.
Yeah. For anyone not in the web development world, a virtual private server, a VPS, means you are essentially handed a raw, unprotected slice of the internet. Like, you are the administrator.
You're on your own.
You don't get the sanitized, user-friendly warnings that a consumer desktop provides. You see the raw brute force attacks and, the malicious scripts hitting your infrastructure in real time.
Which brings a completely different, highly pragmatic perspective to the evaluation. I mean, he looks at software not just as this theoretical exercise in catching bad code, but as a practical tool for the end user. He evaluates the friction, like, does the software actually help you work, or does it just become an obstacle in your daily life?
And that sets up the mission of our deep dive today perfectly. We are going to cut through the incredibly aggressive marketing noise of the cybersecurity industry. We're going to decode Steven's final rating, which, spoiler alert, is a somewhat middle of the road 3.2 out of 5 stars.
Very middle of the road.
Right. And we're going to figure out if IoBit Malware Fighter is actually worth your money or if you are significantly better off just, using the tools that are already built in your computer.
Separating the genuine utility from the marketing fluff is entirely necessary here. I mean, the consumer cybersecurity market relies so heavily on fear.
Oh, absolutely.
Companies know that if they show you a scary red shield with a warning, you are highly likely to click upgrade just to make the anxiety go away.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we can even begin to evaluate how good this software actually is at catching viruses, we have to establish what it fundamentally is.
Right.
Because if you look at their marketing materials, the line between what you get for free and what you have to pay for is incredibly blurry.
Yeah, we really need to draw a hard boundary around the product itself first. Because IoBit is a company that makes a massive ecosystem of software.
They have tons of stuff.
They do. But Malwarefighter is strictly their security offering. It is completely separate from their other highly advertised product, Advanced System Care, which is designed for PC optimization, cleaning up junk files, clearing out your registry, that sort of thing.
So we are completely ignoring the PC cleaning stuff today.
Exactly.
We're just looking at the security side. And within that security side, there's this massive gap between the free version and the pro version of Malwarefighter.
A huge gap. The free version basically just provides manual scanning and some basic web browser protection. And that is essentially the entire package. Yeah. The pro version brings in the actual heavy artillery. We're talking real-time protection, dedicated ransomware protection, and a secondary anti-malware engine.
To give you a way to visualize this difference, think of the free version like a police detective, right? The detective only shows up to the crime scene after the robbery has happened.
When it's too late.
Exactly. When you specifically call him to look around, he might find the fingerprints, sure, but your television is already gone. The pro version, with real-time protection, is like the active alarm system on your front door that identifies the lockpicks the second they touch the metal, stopping the burglar from ever getting inside.
What's fascinating here is how perfectly that analogy captures the fundamental inadequacy of the free version. Real-time protection is the absolute critical missing piece in that free tier.
Yeah, it really is.
We have to look at the mechanics of modern threats to understand why. Take ransomware, for example.
Oh, ransomware is terrifying.
It is, because modern ransomware does not act like a classic virus that slowly corrupts files over weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lightning-fast encryption algorithm.
Right, it just gets in and scrambles your data almost instantly.
Instantly. Yeah. I mean, in the time it takes you to click a malicious email attachment and then realize your mistake,
right,
the ransomware has already encrypted your documents, thrown away the decryption key, and put the ransom demand right there on your screen.
So a manual scan does absolutely nothing for you there.
A manual scan cannot save you from that. The damage is done in milliseconds. Therefore, a security program without real-time interception is effectively useless as a primary defense. It makes the free version of IOBIT totally inadequate as standalone security for you.
So by locking that real-time interception behind the pro paywall, they are essentially telling you that the free version is just a trial.
Pretty much.
It's like a second opinion scanner at best,
right,
but certainly not a shield you can trust your digital life with on a daily basis.
Yeah, it really forces the user to evaluate the pro version as the only viable option for actual security.
So if we agree that the pro version adds the necessary real-time protection, the next logical step is figuring out if it actually catches the bad guys. Like, how good is the detection?
And that leads us directly into a very strange and, frankly, almost deceptive gap in how this particular software is evaluated in the broader cybersecurity industry.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the pro version of IOBIT doesn't just rely on IOBIT's own proprietary technology. It uses the Bitdefender scanning engine as one of its primary layers of defense.
Right.
Now, if you follow cybersecurity at all, you know Bitdefender.
Oh, everyone knows Bitdefender.
Right. They consistently get the top scores in independent testing. They are the heavyweights. But wait, if it has a Bitdefender engine inside, shouldn't it be exactly as good as Bitdefender? Isn't this like dropping a Ferrari engine into a custom-built kit car? It sounds incredibly fast on paper, but nobody's actually crash-tested the entire car together.
This raises an important question about how we fundamentally trust software architecture. Your analogy of the kit car is entirely accurate, and it strikes at the heart of what Guardpick refers to as proxy confidence.
Proxy confidence, I like that term.
It's very descriptive. IOBIT is borrowing the immense trust and credibility of the Bitdefender engine without actually proving that their full software wrapper works as advertised.
Because IOBIT itself does not regularly submit Malwarefighter to the major independent consumer evaluation labs, right? Like AV Test or AV Comparative.
Exactly. And to understand why that matters, we need to look at how those independent labs actually test software. They don't just dump a folder of old viruses on a computer and see if the scanner finds them.
It's way more complex than that.
Much more.
Yeah.
They run complex zero-day threat emulation. They observe behavioral monitoring, meaning if a brand new, never-before-seen file tries to modify your system registry, does the software recognize the malicious behavior and stop it?
So it's about the entire ecosystem of the software working together, not just the core engine recognizing a bad file.
Precisely. Antivirus software requires deep hooks into the Windows kernel.
The kernel, right.
Yes, the most fundamental protected core of your operating system. It needs that access to intercept threats before they execute. Now, the Bitdefender engine might be flawless at identifying the malware, but what if IOBIT's proprietary wrapper around that engine has a bug?
Oh, I see.
What if the handoff between the Bitdefender engine spotting the threat and the IOBIT interface moving into quarantine fails?
You could get a system crash, like a blue screen of death, or the malware just slips right through the crack between the two systems.
Yeah. Relying purely on proxy confidence is a massive architectural risk. It is assuming the brakes, the steering, and the transmission of the kit car can handle the 150-mile-per-hour speeds of that Ferrari engine.
That's a scary thought.
Without direct, rigorous lab testing of the full IOBIT software suite working as a cohesive unit, you cannot safely use this as your primary standalone shield.
But if the lack of independent lab testing is such a massive red flag, and the core engine is just wearing this questionable wrapper, why is a seasoned developer like Steven still giving this 3.2 stars instead of a flat zero?
Why?
I mean, it comes down to the user experience, which apparently is just a roller coaster.
Yeah, the rating really reflects the exhausting experience of actually installing and interacting with the software on a daily basis.
Exhausting is a good word for it. The installation process sounds like a literal minefield. The review specifically calls out that third-party extras are bundled into the installer by default.
Of course, I hate that.
Right. So when you are clicking next through the setup, you are forced to carefully watch every single screen and manually uncheck boxes so you don't accidentally install unintended software onto your machine.
It is a practice that feels entirely antithetical to the concept of a security product.
Right.
You are installing a tool specifically designed to keep tricky, unwanted software off your computer. And its very first action during setup is utilizing tricky checkboxes to sneak unwanted software onto your computer.
I have to push back a little bit on this, though, just playing devil's advocate.
Sure.
Is cross-promotion really that big of a deal in today's digital landscape? I mean, every single app on my phone tries to upsell me. My streaming services push partner channels. My banking app pushes credit card applications every time I log in. Is GuardPick just holding IOBIT to an impossibly high old-school standard?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at the unique psychology of security software.
Okay.
GuardPick points out that inside the app, the Action Center panel constantly promotes other IOBIT products, like iTop VPN or the Advanced System Care Tool.
So it's always selling.
It makes this security dashboard feel like a sales funnel. And while IOBIT is not malware, it is completely safe, legitimate software. A security tool demands a totally different psychological relationship than a streaming app. It demands implicit, absolute trust.
Wait, I have to stop you there because that completely changes how we interact with the software. Like if my smoke detector tried to sell me a fire extinguisher every time I walked past it in the hallway, I wouldn't just be mildly annoyed. I would eventually get a ladder and take the batteries out.
Exactly. The fatigue is real.
Yeah.
That is the precise danger of alert fatigue.
Yeah.
When a user have to actively dodge upsells, decipher sneaky checkboxes, and dismiss constant promotional notifications just to verify their system is safe, they stop paying attention to the software entirely.
They just tune it out.
Right. If you start ignoring notifications from your antivirus because you assume it's just another ad for a VPN subscription, you're inevitably going to dismiss the one notification that warns you about an actual banking Trojan.
You essentially train the user to ignore the security guard.
You train them to view the security software as a nuisance rather than a protector. Contrast this with quieter alternatives like ESET, MCSoft, or Microsoft's own built-in Windows Defender.
They are so quiet.
Those programs sit silently in the background. They only demand your attention when there is a legitimate, actionable threat. They respect your digital environment.
So we have bundled installers that act like the malware they are supposed to fight. We have exhausting upsells that cause alert fatigue and a glaring lack of independent lab tests for the full product wrapper. We're back to my earlier question. Why not zero stars? What are the specific use cases that pull this back up to a 3.2 rating for a developer?
Because despite the structural flaws and the marketing noise, IOBIT Malware Fighter actually have some highly specific, genuinely useful features under the hood. Provided the price is right, and crucially, provided you configure and use it correctly.
So what does this all mean? Let's get into the actual utility. The review highlights a feature called USB Discard, and honestly, this sounds brilliant. It automatically scans any removable drive the absolute second you plug it in. It isolates the threat immediately.
It is a fantastic, highly targeted feature. Removable drives remain a massive vector for malware, particularly in corporate office environments, universities, or anywhere flash drives are passed around constantly.
And to understand why that matters, we have to look at how USB attacks have evolved. It's not just a matter of clicking a bad file on a thumb drive anymore, right?
Absolutely not. Historically, Windows would just auto-run execution files off a USB.
Yeah.
Microsoft cracked down on that years ago. But modern exploits are much more sophisticated.
How so?
Well, some malicious USBs don't even act like storage drives. They emulate a keyboard the second you plug them in and inject thousands of keystrokes a second to compromise the system.
Oh, wow.
Others exploit zero-day vulnerabilities in the Windows File Explorer preview pane just by being connected to the machine. Having a dedicated protocol like USB Discard that immediately isolates and scans the hardware interface before those scripts can execute is a tangible, powerful security benefit.
It's essentially hiring a specialized bouncer just to stand at the back door of your PC and check every single package that gets delivered.
Great analogy.
And the software also features dedicated browser protection covering Chrome, Edge, and Firefox. Plus, GuardPick notes the interface is incredibly intuitive for non-technical users, and the scan speeds themselves are remarkably fast.
Which leans heavily into its utility as a specific secondary tool rather than a comprehensive do-everything security suite. It does certain peripheral tasks very quickly and very visibly.
But we have to address the financial reality of these tools. Mm-hmm. Because the pricing structure is something you need to watch carefully. It starts at $25.99 for the first term, However, it auto-renews at $39.99.
Yeah, that jump in renewal pricing is a notorious tactic across the entire subscription software industry.
It really is.
But it is something the buyer must be acutely aware of to avoid a surprise on their credit card statement. GuardPick does note, to be fair, that a $39.99 renewal is still relatively reasonable compared to some of the massive legacy security suites out there. And IOBIT offers a very generous 60-day money-back guarantee, which lowers the barrier to entry for testing it out.
So we have the pros, fast scanning, excellent USB isolation, and we have the cons, upsell fatigue, no full suite lab tests. What is the definitive verdict on how you should integrate this into your computer?
The verdict grounds the entire review and finalizes GuardPick's core thesis. Microsoft Defender is the real hero for the average Windows user today. IOBIT Malware Fighter is purely an add-on. It is a supplement. It is not the main event.
So you use it strictly as a secondary layer. You keep Windows Defender turned on as your primary baseline security, and you run IOBIT alongside it just for those specialized features.
Exactly. Microsoft Defender has the robust, independently lab-tested, deeply integrated real-time protection you need for your operating system's core. It has the kernel access that has been rigorously vetted.
Right.
IOBIT provides a secondary set of eyes. It leverages that Bitdefender engine for periodic manual scans and provides that excellent peripheral check on USB drives. They work in tandem, but one clearly does the heavy lifting.
So, to synthesize this deep dive into actionable advice for you, if you are looking for a quiet, extensively lab-tested primary antivirus that won't bother you with aggressive cross-promotion or VPN ads, you need to look elsewhere. You want to look at a standalone Bitdefender subscription, ESET, or honestly, just stick to the Microsoft Defender that is already built into your Windows machine for free.
But if you are someone who handles USB drives constantly, maybe you work in IT or education, and you have the technical patience to carefully uncheck bundled software boxes during the setup process, and you can train yourself to ignore the occasional ad in the Action Center, IOBIT Malware Fighter Pro functions as a fast, highly capable secondary scanner.
Just remember to go into your account settings and keep a close eye on that auto renewal so you aren't surprised by the jump to $39.99 next year. And whatever you do, please never turn off Microsoft Defender in order to replace it with a primary tool that hasn't been fully verified by independent labs.
It fundamentally comes down to using the right tool for the right job and understanding the architectural limitations of the software you choose to grant access to your system.
It really leaves you pondering the broader nature of the software we willingly let into our digital lives. If a cybersecurity program is fundamentally designed at its absolute core to protect you from tricky, unwanted software sneaking onto your system, but it uses tricky checkboxes to install its own bundled software during setup, does the line between the protector and the nuisance eventually blur entirely in the modern software industry? Keep your guards up and check your unchecked boxes.